This is KUT. Next week, the Texas Department of Insurance expects to begin the process of writing new rules adding extra training for healthcare navigators. Those are the workers who are supposed to help people shop on the new insurance marketplace. Governor Rick Perry says the federal training requirements for navigators won't suffice in Texas. Critics say it's an attempt to hold up the Affordable Care Act. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports.
Last month, the federal government awarded almost $11 million to organizations in Texas so they can train navigators. Starting October 1st, navigators are supposed to help consumers enroll in a health insurance plan. But last week, Governor Rick Perry said the Texas Department of Insurance, or TDI, needs to come up with rules for more training.
We see these rules as common sense solutions.
Josh Havens is the governor's spokesperson.
Based on kind of the nature of what these navigators are going to be doing, they'll be collecting confidential information, including, you know, social security numbers, birth dates, financial information. We want to ensure that there are safeguards in place that incorporate a level of accountability and require a level of competency for these navigators.
Navigators do come into contact with consumers' information. That's why State Senator Kirk Watson wrote a bill last legislative session he says is aimed at ensuring consumers get accurate information about insurance plans. The law went into effect this month. Perry cited the law in his letter to TDI. He wrote that it, quote, specifically allows TDI to adopt more stringent regulations than federal rules, end quote. But Senator Watson says it doesn't authorize TDI
to put the sorts of onerous and burdensome and in some cases somewhat ridiculous restrictions on navigators.
Perry wants at least 40 more hours of training. That's on top of the 20 hours they're already required to get. He also wants navigators to report the names of people they sign up to TDI. That is forbidden by the Federal Navigator Program, according to a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The TDI declined an interview with KUT, but said it would begin the rulemaking process by hosting a public hearing next week. So, will we see navigators start work next Tuesday when enrollment in the federal marketplace begins? I asked
Kathy Barton, Chief of Public Affairs for the Houston Department of Health and Human Services.
She says in Houston they're planning on it.
We are training, and we have trained most of our navigators, and we will continue to train them based upon the standards established by the Affordable Care Act.
Even if there are some road bumps.
As like with all new programs, there's likely to be glitches and problems, but we're not seeing them right now. We think it'll roll out pretty quickly.
The public will have a say over training navigators in Texas when the TDI's hearing takes place next Monday, September 30th, at 9 a.m. in Austin. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.